your vocabulary of your words to speak life. Don't sit there and just let it happen. Begin to speak life to it. Begin to take the word of God and start talking to the situation. It talked to you long enough. You need to now get in the face of your problem and start speaking life to it. I will not sit here no longer. I will not be less than no longer. I will not be broke no longer. I will not be sick no longer. My children will not act a fool no longer. My husband will not clown on me no longer. I'm going to speak life in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? My God. Hallelujah. You know what? Sit down, sit down, sit down. Listen. This thing has taken off this morning in such a phenomenal way that I did not tell them what I was about to preach. But I'm going to show you how the Spirit of God is so in alignment with the Spirit of God. We're not just hearing songs. We're not just hearing words, but we are hearing impartations of the power of God, suggestions from on high that will enable you, empower you, that will release you if you cooperate. Just think about what the song just said. Just speak life. If you can just begin to speak life to your situation. It don't even have to be a negative. I want to go to my next level. I got to begin to speak life. I'm not just waiting on my efforts. I'm not waiting on promotion. I'm going to begin to speak to my... I'm going to release my destiny out of my mouth from on heaven and let earth bear witness that God heard me. That my boss going to tell me. Out of all the seasons we don't even do it right now, but we felt that it's time to bless you. Why? Because I spoke life to it. Oh, y'all. If we ever realize we're in another dimension and we're operating in kingdom stuff, you can begin. Pinch your neighbor. Don't pinch them hard because they will hit you back. That's in the natural. Listen, I'm trying to make this. I got a message, but that's in the natural. But you live in another dimension. Can you pinch somebody in that dimension? Can you speak to somebody in that dimension? Can you release a blessing on somebody in that dimension? The same way you just pinched them, you can say something out of the spirit. Oh, come on, church. You learn to live. We just done got used to living down here. We don't even think heavenly. You don't act on heavenly stuff because I'm used to living down here and I've learned how to make this work. But guess what kind of power you got? You got the power to speak out of the heavens. Child of God, if you ever decided to just trust God and do what God told you, you'll wake up another man, another woman, living in another dimension, walking in another level, having to experience another grace because you're in the power of God. Are you ready for the word? Y'all done got me so excited. I'm not going to even go up there. I'm ready to do what we came to do. Glory be to God. Do you understand how long you've been hungering? Do you understand how long my spirit man been looking for an environment that's conducive to make me respond in a supernatural way? I've been living in a natural so long, me and you working hard as we can. But why do me and you begin to pray as hard as we can and begin to speak something? The power of agreement automatically released an anointing that now the heavenlies is working now on your behalf while you're just sitting on your rump. I'm going to preach it to you this morning. You should have went down the street. You get a praise team a round of applause. Bless the Lord. The fight is on this morning. I feel this morning. Can I go ahead and get into this? I want to give all the preliminaries. Thank God for everybody that's here and who all that ain't here should have been here. All that. But it's time to get into this because we done set a stage for the presence of God. And I want to, you know, I long to embrace the Spirit of God. And anytime we get into a place where we created it, touch it, taste it, feel it. He said, oh, taste and see. He wasn't talking about putting something in your mouth. He said, go ahead and say something and see what I do. Come on, y'all. We live in two dimensions. Oh, taste and see in one dimension is to take the candy out the bag, put it in your mouth. But in another dimension, he said, let some candy come out your mouth. Start saying something. Oh, taste and... Oh, y'all better come on with... We're in the King's kids. Now... Ooh! Glory be to Almighty God up in here. Say up in here. You know, I want to give, I want to give some condolence to one of our sisters, amen, Sister Margaret Fogg. Her father passed, and she's gone in North Carolina to attend to that, and we definitely lift her up in prayer, and I'm just waiting on her to respond back so we can send our condolence and some flowers on behalf of her church family, amen. So we want to thank God for his grace that he's allowed us. But let's stand to our feet. Open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Y'all done messed up this morning. But you know what? It ain't even me. You done let the Holy Ghost up in here. You know the Holy Ghost looked for churches. And he knocks on the door and they ain't doing nothing that's conducive for him to reveal himself. Because they have not created an atmosphere that he can dwell, flow in. But when he find a place that they in there and the worship is right, the people is right. Now, I can mess with you a little bit. Even the people walking in authority. He says, subdue, multiply, and take dominion. See, you can't have dominion if you still subject to what you're dealing with. Oh, come on now. You ain't got no dominion. You a servant. You're a servant, you're subject. But when you learn to overcome things, you got dominion now. Oh, God. God said, I'm looking for a place and a people that's walking in some dominion. I'm talking about God. Now we're in the king stuff. Yeah. King is a domain. He said, I'm looking for some people that's reigning and ruling. Now I can show myself strong. I can't show myself strong if I bust out on you. You got to go ask the rent man, can I have the Holy Ghost today because I'm in debt. But if you got your stuff in order, the rent man is subject to you because I don't rent no more. I own the house. So if I want to have a breakout up in here, we're going to have a breakout. You got to wait outside if you don't want to be a part because I'm in dominion up in here. I'm telling you something. You stick with me for the next about 5 months. You say, Pastor, why are you going to take? It's going to take that long because I got to transform my thinking. I got to preach this gospel to a point that it literally goes in and you already got salvation. But you need sanctification. I need the conversion to take place that I start getting rid of the areas in my life that got me bound, that's got me limited, that's got me chained, that now I'm a king. I can walk it. Come on. Have you? Acts chapter 1. Stay with me. Verse 8. Verse 7. And let's begin. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons for which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to bless the hearers, but most assuredly bless the doers. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of our King. Now watch this. Read the text. Because even inside the text, nestled in the text is the answer to our problem. The title of this message is, why should we speak in tongues? See, a lot of people hung up on the tongues, but you don't even know the purpose for the tongue. You don't even know the spirit that enabled you to speak in tongues. You don't even understand the power that comes behind if you can speak in tongues. Because tongues is the center. It is the signature that the Spirit of God is in you. Now the manifestations of God is upon you. Signs, miracles, and wonders. That's why some people are never experiencing any of the power of God, because they're not in the power side of God. They just got Jesus. Oh, come on. Can I help you this morning? I came to give you everything you got coming. Say, I want to walk in everything I want supposed to have. See, she said that there's something inside of me. See, you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you waiting to be released. And you can't release him just because you got Jesus. You got to acknowledge the Holy Ghost. You say, Pastor, don't start talking about no Holy Ghost. You know, we don't understand. We don't believe in that. That's why you ain't got none. That's why you're still smoking, drinking, tipping, biting. Come on, somebody. Because you ain't got the Holy Ghost. That's the power side of your victory that enables you to walk in your kingship. See, but if you don't have that power, all you got is your tag. So you walking around trying to act like you super this, super that, but you still subject to everything because I don't have the power to quit nothing. Can I help you? Listen, 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 listen. My God, I'm getting more excited than y'all shouting. It says verse 8, but you shall receive what?
Power.
After that what? See, you ain't even got the power until the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm gonna actually, and in order for me to get the right theology in us, I got to get the teaching out of us. Because see, we've been taught, as well as some of us have not been taught nothing, but we just been acting like we taught.
All right.
And then some of us is acting like I don't even care. I'm just glad to have Jesus. But Jesus ain't enough. Jesus is enough to get you to heaven, but it ain't enough to walk on earth in victory. You're going to need the Holy Ghost, because watch this. You couldn't even get Jesus without the Holy Ghost. Nothing happens in the kingdom side of the house. Not the earth side, but the kingdom side without the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit is the power of God. He is the enabling force that makes the kingdom of God available to the saints. Watch this. Let's make it real plain. Jesus was the only thing. When you got Jesus, it just marked that you was qualified now to get into the holy things of God. Without Jesus, you can't even get the Holy Ghost. A person can't speak in tongues if they've never been saved. Come on, church. Don't tell me you speak in tongues. You ain't even saved. You can't go to IBM if you're not an employee. You got to stay in the foyer. They won't let you upstairs. I can't go to the military. I can't even get past the gate. Because I'm not a military. So they tell me to get out the car, go in the back, flip my car over, tell my kids to lay on the ground. I'm like, man, all I came to do was visit somebody, Doc. Forget them. I'm going, baby, get in the car. Let's go. But I see folks pull in right behind me. Just nod their head. I'm all on the wall like this. They got the thing all up under my car. Because their identification gives them access to the perimeters. Oh, help me right here. See, when you become a child of God, you get, Jesus is your identification to get access to the perimeters. But now once you're in the perimeters, you can't operate nothing without the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm going to help you up in here. Am I preaching this right? You need to get last week's message, because I'm not going to be able to go over all that because I'm laying it down. And y'all done got this car started a little early. Glory be to God. But look at Acts chapter 2. I want to walk this dog here all the way home. Because listen. Yeah, this dog here hunt. Yeah, it's something he's looking for. Because he's looking to empower. Don't you know I'm trying? We ain't going to be no broke church. We ain't going to be no disabled church. You know the Bible says there was a withered hand man. And the withered hand man is the man that one hand was like this. See, you got some withered hand people. You got some withered hand churches. They can reach the people, but they can't reach the community. They can't touch nothing in nobody's life. All they can do is open their doors. We're not going to be debilitated. We're not going to be handicapped. I want the power of everything. And watch this. I'm not going to be the only one up in here with this power. I'm raising up sons, men and women. Hear me. Men and women. Men and women and children that's going to know how to walk in the authority of God. Just because you're the man don't mean that you're the only one going to have the power up in here. Because the Bible says, God in Genesis, God made he them. He made them male and female, and he called them Adam. Yeah, he called them Adam. And he gave them the power and authority. He told them to go multiply, increase, and have dominion. So when did we get to that you was in charge of me? Can I preach this right? I'm going in the Holy Ghost, but I want you to get you to know you need to get in the power. Because this is why in Ephesians chapter 5, he had to ask the woman. Because I made both of y'all equal. Both of y'all got the same authority. Both of y'all got the same dominion. Both of y'all got the same power. Both of y'all got the same rights in the kingdom. I need to ask one of y'all to submit to the other one because of priority, not authority. Somebody got to be in charge. So for priority's sake, can you submit to? And I knew I couldn't ask the man because his ego wasn't going to let him. So he had to ask the woman who had the same potential. Wives, submit yourself unto your husband as unto the... Don't even do it on his merit. Do it because I asked you. Oh, help me up in here. Can I preach this right? That's why I'm raising sons, men and women, that's going to preach this gospel, that's going to live this life, that's going to walk in dominion, that's going to deliver, set their family free, that's going to break generational curses. See, some of us are living in a generational curse. This thing been going on in my family for years, and nobody's been big enough to break it off. But I got to raise up somebody that's going to submit to the will, that's going to obey the word, and it don't make a difference whether it's male or female, Jew or Gentile, black or white. God says, whosoever. That included you, 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 and you, and even me. Oh, help me up in here. I'm feeling mighty good this morning. Are you in Acts chapter 2? Look at verse 4. See, we got inside of us the Holy Spirit. Not the Holy Spirit like everybody. Ooh, the power of God. Then that's not what we into. That's the natural. I'm saying you got the Holy Spirit indicative of the nature or the Godhead inside you. Don't worry about what he do through you. Identify that he's in you. We got too many folks want to be spectacular. I'm anointed. Pow! I said something to you and you fail. Pow! That's not the grace of God. That's the Spirit of God. But when you got the, see, there's an anointing, but there's an oil that's in us. But then there's an anointing that's on the oil. Some folks got the oil, but they don't have the anointing on the oil. So what's happening, they walking around premature, grandstanding, because you don't have no oil, so I walk up on you, rekebosika. And you trying to grandstand, you trying to flash on me because you know I ain't got nothing right now. That's why you see people who get saved 5 years later, they walking stronger than some people that was in there 15 years. Come on now. Why? Because they had oil, but there was no anointing. The ones that just came in, they got an anointing on their oil. And God redeemed the time. So you don't really know who going to be on top. So you might treat me a little better than late. Yeah, because I could be. the next one, huh? Yeah, who would ever thought, Mary, did you know that your baby boy was one day going to rule a nation? Acts chapter 2, verse 4. He says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as what? The Spirit gave them the utterance. So it was the Spirit that enabled them to do it. The manifestation of the Spirit in this case was speaking in tongues. The manifestation of the Spirit in your case is healing in my body. The manifestation in your case is I got a promotion on my job. Not so much that the Spirit is out here just playing genie, but the Spirit is here to help you get to another level in the kingdom. So what the Spirit does, he cooperates with the will of God for your life. And once he finds out what God wants for you, he begins to go to work on your behalf. So now it's not I, but it's the Spirit of God that's in me, working both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So it's not even my pleasure yet. It's God's pleasure, but the Spirit is in between me and God, helping me to get in the will of God. This is how you come out of your struggles, because you know right now, whatever area God working on, you're not winning in that area. But the, come on, church, I'm trying. You're not winning, but the Spirit assignment is to get you to be a winner. Because God already declared that you're a winner. The only way you won't win is you will not cooperate with the Spirit. So the Spirit shows you how to get out of what you've been into for years. Because you can't get out on your own. So I need the Holy Ghost help. But the Holy Ghost assignment and command came from the Father. See, I'm not talking about just speaking in tongues. I'm talking about the Spirit's help. See, I got to first identify the Spirit's working in me. Then I can speak in tongues, heal the sick. I can operate or manifest the Spirit. But if I don't know the Spirit is working, I'm trying to do something I don't understand. That's why I can't do it. That's why I can't cooperate. What if you just learned how to listen? See, now the Holy Ghost, if anything happened in your life and God, the devil, and the Holy Ghost sit at the table of counsel and they go over past and review how you fail, the devil has no authority over you. But if you can't hear God, you will submit to whatever, and then the devil comes and now he takes authority. He's an opportunist. But the Holy Ghost got to give an account to God, because his assignment is to make sure you don't fail. So what he has to do, God say, play the tape again. Holy Ghost, I need to know, when did you try to tell them don't do that? Because see, if you didn't try to tell them don't do it, you failed. And the Holy Ghost don't even try to magnify himself. His assignment is only to magnify the Father. So when the video is replayed, the Holy Ghost said, right there, right there. They were sitting in the car on their way over to the girl's house. So you got to make it real plain, y'all. We don't want to be ghost busting up in here. You trying to figure out what he talking about. You were sitting in the car with them folks' money that you done took out that drawer. And you on your way home. You sitting in the car on your way home with the phone number in your pocket. You know the one she slipped you? The one he slipped you? Now you know what that number is and where it's going. And you got a little ways to get home. But on your way home, the Holy Ghost talking. He says, tear the paper up. He explained to you even the scenario. You know you're going to call, and I know your intention is not to go there, but when you get over there, it's the food going to be prepared. Y'all going to watch a good movie, and next thing you know, you look up, it's 4 a.m. And you're not getting off the couch. You're getting out the bed. Now, the Holy Ghost saying this while you on the road, because he's got to give an account to God that he tried to help you. The Holy Ghost said, get up, go. Go down to such and such place. Your son is over there right now in trouble. You ain't used to hearing that, so you just like, man, that must be. 3 hours later, you get a call. They telling you your son over in such and such a place. And you say, man, you know, I just thought about that. Where did you get that thought from? That was the Holy Ghost telling you. And the more you walk with God, the sensitive you become to that voice. Because remember, the Bible says it's a still, small voice. That's why you got to get into a quiet place when you pray. You can't pray outside in the downtown car. Beep, bum, bum. And you trying to hear, but you hearing too many voices. That's why I say, enter into your closet. Shut the door. Why? Because you're trying to get to a quiet place that I can hear the voice. Because if I don't hear the voice, it can be detriment to my life. And remember, I told you last week, you even have to train yourself to respond to the voice. Even if you don't know it's the voice, begin to practice obeying the voice. Because watch this, even if you wrong, you still right. Because God know your motive is you trying to practice. So I missed it. That wasn't him. That could be. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Because I know now you're in training. See, you can't reign until you train. You got too many folks trying to get up to a high spot. They ain't went through no development. They ain't got no experience. They ain't walked through nothing. But they trying to roll in something. So you got to begin to practice listening. Quit talking so much. You talk too much. I'm the only one who can talk because this is Sunday morning. But listen, you got to learn how to and be still and listen. You know, the Spirit of the Lord told me this was in the top of this year in February. It was February the 7th. He told me this year, this is how he talks to me. He said, I'm going to teach you. And I told y'all this before. He said, I'm going to teach you how to discern. He said, everything you see is not what you're looking at. You're just seeing it or discerning it or calling it by something that's familiar to you. I want you not to say nothing about what you see and let me reveal what you're looking at from my eyes. Because a lot of times when people doing stuff, you don't even know why they do it. All you see is the fruit of them doing it. So you declare they're a killer. They're a murderer. They're a thief. You didn't know she got 4 babies at home. The man done went and stole all the money because he on crack. And the baby got sick. She trying to get some food now. So to take that little food, she ain't no thief. She's a mother. But if you don't understand that, you calling her. Now surely the crime don't justify the act. But at the same time, the motive does. So God said, I want you to be still. Bless you, woman of God. God said, I want you to be still, and I want you to listen and let me explain to you what you're looking at. So the scripture says in Isaiah, judge not by thy eyes, nor rebuke by your ears. Don't be so quick to call everything what you see, because you don't really know what you're looking at. And now you go through stuff premature because this, that, that's this. And you don't have no discernment, no understanding. So now you just naming and claiming stuff. But God, if you let him by the Holy Spirit, he will reveal to you what you're looking at. He'll even tell you who lying to you. You know how some folks get in your face? And boy, they look like a professional truth. Polished up, groomed up, telling it like this and taking their time with their vocabulary. And it was really at the point that I decided to make the change. Now you lying because you ain't changed. And it wasn't your decision. They busted you out. You just got over here before they did. So you try to tell me the story so I won't be mad with you when I hear it from them. But if you don't have no discernment, I told y'all she going to be. I knew she was going to change. I told you he getting right. And he's sitting there lying. But you can't tell he's lying because you don't have no discernment. And you want to believe he's telling the truth because you want to believe in him. But all the time he lying. And you can't see the lie because it's 3 more moves down. But if you have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will tell you. My wife, it's legal. I can say. My wife, we was on a vacation. She was talking to a couple. I'm sitting there talking. The man just really had me going. I'm such a profound man of God. And he's just rolling. I'm like, Doc, you legal. You sober, ain't you, man? You. And my wife say, are y'all married? She say, no. Now I'm like, oh, brother. What happened to the deep rev and what we was working with a minute ago? I say, well, is this y'all first one? Oh, no, we do this. And you, and he up in the high level. See, it's all right to go through some developmental changes before you get in position. But you can't be in position going through changes. You should have that stuff rectified before you take that spot now. Now, you don't get up there and make the changes. You make the changes before you get there. So I'm sitting there looking at him now, and now my egg look different. I'm like, Doc, don't play me, man. I done got sober on him now. Now, who you think I am? I was believing in you, man, with all that foolishness. But it was all good because they was, you know, but I'm just saying, the Holy Spirit is your discerner. Come on, stay with me. In Acts chapter 2, we're going to get to speaking in tongues. But if you don't understand the Spirit, you're going to be trying to operate. Speaking in tongues, the Spirit is bigger than speaking in tongues. That's why the Baptists had the dilemma with the charismatics saying, are we even Spirit-filled? Because we don't speak. And, we don't want to answer that question yet because I don't want y'all to leave me. But watch this. But that was a dilemma. Because they were saying they don't speak, so you must don't have it. They saying we got it because we don't speak. So it was going back and forth. But neither one of them can go to that Bible and prove it. But next week, I'm going to prove it. But this week, we just going to stay where we at. Amen. Now watch this. Verse 4. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, the Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now this was noised abroad, and the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in their own language. Now, you know, a lot of people build theology on scriptures, but without revelation. Amen? Because you can make the scriptures say anything. But my question, did the scriptures say that? Same statement, but back it up. You made it say something, but did it say that? Because if it didn't ever say that, then that's not what it meant when it said it. That's what you said when you told me. Because that's all you understood when you read it. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, knowing how to rightly divide. So if I got to rightly divide, it's a possibility that I could have wrongly divided it. Am I helping anybody today? Now go to Romans chapter 8. See, let's understand. Let's merit most the Holy Ghost. See, this is what the scriptures call pneumatology. Pneuma is spirit, tology is study. This is the study of the Spirit. Let's not talk about the function of the Spirit. Let's not talk about what the Spirit can do. Let's just talk about the Spirit. Because again, if you don't understand the Spirit, you won't even understand how to operate. It's like me on the computer. If I don't understand the program, ain't no sense in you giving me no assignment. I can't get the computer to do nothing. I don't understand how it works. Somebody else get on there. Oh, Doc, that was all you wanted. Cutting and pasting. And I'm like, man, where did you get that from? Same computer. I just didn't have the anointing to operate it because I didn't understand it. I don't want us to be as a church, a body of believers walking around without the understanding. See, the authority is in your knowledge. See, God gave you access to the kingdom. So it's all here. My question is, do you know how to operate what you got? Or are we all just walking, oh, hallelujah? Or are we settling for the entry level? Jesus, not even understanding, you got power. If you ever learn how to work in Jesus through Christ and the Holy Spirit, you become another person. Just like on your job, it's no different. There's some people on your job that's on another level. They walking in different power. They got different authority. Now, there's some people downstairs. They just happy to be there. They ain't mad, but they ain't worried about all this. That's too much for me to handle. That ain't too much for you to handle because somebody up there handling it. The question is, do you want to handle it? They ain't no better than you. They just took the time to learn what you didn't learn. Now they got a position you don't have. Now when you look at their paycheck, you want their job. Ah, that's what I should be making. You know, I ain't going to get no job because I'm going to get a job. It's going to have to pay me $25 an hour, $30 an hour. Oh, that's good, son. You worth it. My question is, what you going to do for that money? Oh, don't. That's what I need. No, Doc, let's talk about what they need. They need you to produce something. Are you capable of producing what they need? And then if that's so, then as a result, you get the $25 an hour. But if you can't produce what they need, then you got to let somebody else who can get that job. But God says, I'm raising up kingdom folks that's willing to go through the training to position me to walk in that authority, to have that dominion, and to walk in that. I broke days is over. Come on, somebody. In the financial, but watch this. I broke days ain't over in the natural. Break me from this habit. Break me from this mindset. I've been thinking like this too long. Break me from that. Ain't nobody in my family ever got past. Break me. Take me to the gym. Take me to the school. Put me in the class. Just give me the opportunity because I'm willing to take the necessary job requirements to get what we never had because you ain't going to get it. Keep doing what everybody's been doing. That's why some of the family hate you. It's not that they don't like you. They don't like you left them. Because you look better if we all had a spoon eating out that one bucket. You got your own bucket. Come on, church. They mad because you got a bucket. Only people get buckets is the big people. When you get big, Susan, Jane, Paul, we know you. When did you get big? When I got out of school. Yeah. When I graduated. When I did 20 years, whatever. I got big when I completed my development. It ain't the question is, am I big? The question is, why ain't you big? Amen. You're going to hate me because I went to school. Is y'all all right with me? Romans chapter 8. Glory be to God. Look at verse 26. You know, I taught you this early in the year, but I just want to bring it back to your remembrance so we can understand the Spirit's concept. Amen? Then we're going to deal with another version of the Spirit because I'm going to teach this all the way out. Don't get mad with me because I'm trying to empower you. I'm trying to wake up the Jesus on the inside of you because he's been in there dormant and he can't do nothing unless you feed him. And he eat off the revelation of who he is. Once he know who he is and he know you know, he activates. And now he start demonstrating in your life that you got it. Romans chapter 8, verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now watch this. For we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know a lot of things to do as we ought, but the Spirit itself, not my brother, not Deacon Willie, not even Pastor, the Spirit himself. Have you ever asked the Spirit to pray for you? Since he know all the answers, why don't you get him to help you? You got to ask me and hoping I know the answer. Then you looking at me crazy if I don't know it. But the Spirit knows all things. So the Scripture says that the Spirit himself is making Intercession. Where is the Spirit making intercession? Do you know what intercession means? He says the Spirit is sitting there praying on your behalf. He's not praying for nobody else but for what God wants for you. Ain't it good to have somebody praying for you? You know how you want your husband to pray for you. You want your wife to pray for you. But you got the Holy Ghost praying for you always. That's how you made it this far. The Holy Ghost been helping you. You didn't even know he was helping because we don't acknowledge his help. It's not God, it's a part of the Godhead. And God got order, so God can't even come down and do it without first seeing if the Holy Ghost accomplished it yet. Am I helping you? Verse 28. It says, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to what? His purpose. So this ain't something you can just come, I don't even love God, I ain't going to church, I'm not a Christian, but I want the will of God. That's not his purpose. You got to be in his purpose in order to get his will. You out the will and think you're going to get blessed. That ain't been to happen. You wonder why we ain't got no breakthroughs. The question is, how are you living? Not so much in your whole life, but how are you living in that area? If you ain't got a financial breakthrough, how are you living in your finances? Don't tell me about you go to church and you in Bible study and all that. That's real good. You commendable. I want to encourage you in that. Continue to do that. But my question is, where are you living in your tithes? Well, God ain't blessed us with no money. How are you living in your tithes, son? Because if you ain't living in your purpose, you ain't going to get the promise. Oh, that's unfair. Well, go to the bank. Tell the bank to give you some money you don't have in there. They ain't been to give it to you. Go to the school and tell them to let you in the classroom you ain't registered for. You got to be in the purpose in order to get the promise. So the scripture says right here, verse 27, and he searches the hearts and knoweth the mind of the Spirit because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So he's doing this according to the will of God for the purpose. What's the purpose? That God wants you to prosper. Because I already gave you a tag that says you prosperous. You're a king's kid. But my next assignment is to get the prosperity in your life. Get you out of bondage in this one and get you into victory. And he comes through in one area at a time. Thank God he don't come tomorrow and say, what's up? Put it all on the table. How you living, how you giving, how you smoking, how you drinking, how you... You be like, look, dog, going to kill me, man. Stroke me, brother, because you know I ain't got it all like that. But he come and say, today we're just talking about... And we'll be on this subject and... So now my question is, how are you living in the relationship? Do you go home? Come on now, come on, church. Until we get to walk in order, you can't have dominion. You got too many folk want to walk in power, but they're not subject or submitted to the order. God ain't failed you. You failed God. Is this all right? But let's say, see, now this word right here, I'm just going to throw this word. It's called sute labamine. And that sute labamine, I got it spelled out in the back of my mind, but I'm going to work on it. It's sute. I got to get back to that note right there, though. Let me look one more time. This is a long word, y'all. I got it, though. It's sute labamine. It's S-A-N-A-N-T-I, sunante labamine. Sunante labamine, S-A-N-N-A-T-I-L-U-B-U-N. I-A, Sunante Labam. Oh, give me something. Wait, y'all ain't right. Do you know how long I had to stay up and get that? Y'all, I got to put my work in. I can't walk in this unless I put my work in. I can't teach this unless I put my work in. I want to be able to stand before y'all and be able to stand before God, and I hear the heavens say, you're preaching it right, son. You're preaching it right. But more so, I want y'all to be able to pick it up and eat it right. See, when he said that they was eating bread and wine, that was, I told you, got the natural. Y'all done went out there and got that mad dog and them little crackers talking about you trying to see Jesus. You're going to see something if you drink all that bottle. But watch this. That's not what he was talking about. Cut that out, man. That's not what he was talking about. He said the bread and the wine. See, the bread is the word of God. The wine is the revelation. When you begin to eat what I'm saying, this begins to give you bread. This begins to give you the mind of God to where now you can start living on the levels that God said. See, come on, somebody. I'm not trying to get you to do gorilla flips. I'm trying to get you to walk in dominion and power. You already got this power. You just got to learn how to walk in it. I don't want to be the only one saying Sunante Labamino. I need everybody in here, Sunante Labamino, Sunante, and be able to break it down out of Romans chapter 8, verse 26, because the Bible says, for we know not. My job is to empower you, not to cripple you. Some people want to keep you crippled so they can stay over you. That's not what the kingdom is. We all kings. My job is to empower you so you can go out from mommy. I'm to empower you so I can send one this way, one that way, so we can reach the world. I can't reach the world from right here. But if I empower you and you go that way, you go that way, we're going to reach the world. Oh, help me right here. My ministry won't be one-dimensional. It'll be generational. Our children will be, even when we gone, they'll still be preaching this gospel right. Living it right. Why? Because you empowered them right. Are you with me? So it's Sunantilambanomia. I just want to make sure we get it on there. You got it, Doc? Stay with it. It's on the tape. That's all we need. Sunante Labamino. There you go. But now watch this. This is Sunante Labamino, is those things that work opposite to and from us. See, when the Holy Spirit is helping you, he go and he fight what's fighting against you. Even though you can't fight it, he go ahead of you and he work with those things that's opposite to and from you. So what he does, he go and deal with the problem that you got to deal with. And when he bring it back to you, you got answers only. I told you, you're the answer. But you got to stay in cooperation with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I'm preaching this good. But watch this. This is not it. This is not it. I got 10 more minutes. Let me help you. Now watch this. See, this is Sunante Labamino. This is where we get the Holy Ghost help. But then you got what we're dealing with now is the baptizo. See, we're being baptized. Baptized means to get into what you into. See, a lot of people trying to operate in the spirit, but they're not in the spirit. See, they don't even understand what the spirit, you got no facts on the spirit, but you want to tell me you spiritual. Tell me something else the spirit do. Tell me the nature of the spirit. He speaks, he thinks, he got emotions. You don't know nothing about the spirit you're trying to operate in. That's like having a man and a woman. What's my favorite color? Yeah. My wife had me on that trip, and she's sitting there looking in my eyes. I was feeling all weak. She, the sunshine, the moon going down, and she started this drill. Baby, what's my favorite color? I knew I was in trouble. I'm looking around. Wait a man. Spill something on me so I can get up. She said, what's my favorite color? What ice cream I like? I said, oh, Jesus, Lord. I forgot my notes. I hit the back of my head to see if that stuff would shift around to the front. Because I had it, you know, when you did it 20-something years, you did remember that stuff a little while back. I said, oh, Lord. I thought like I was thinking. I was trying to hit it, shake it up. Oh, Lord, help me. I was knocking them out the park, though. Bam! Bam! I said, talk to me up in here. I felt like John Wayne. Talk to me up in here. But see, I was baptized into what I was into. I was into my wife. Oh, come on, church. I'm going to preach it right. I just didn't have her. I was into what I was into. See, intimacy is into me, you see. I want to let you get in. Oh, you know, I just came off a little, so I still got a little juice on me now. Don't mess with me. I ain't going to tell all the secrets. But look here, stay with me. Stay in the scriptures. Y'all have got all out the scriptures. But watch this. Look at, don't turn that. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. I'm just giving them to you for the sake of time. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. That's the baptizo. See, you got to get baptized into. I don't care what you do. You can be a baker, cooker, candlestick maker. You got to get into what you into. Know everything about the candlesticks. Don't just know how to make the candlestick sell. Can you tell me different kind of candlesticks? If you're a baker, tell me different kind of cookies, cakes, little pops, you know what I'm saying, little sprinkles. Give me some nuts and some, come on, talk to me about being what you is. Don't just be a generic, be into what you into. But not only do you got the baptizo, you got the sparagizo. I know it. And I got this one. Yeah, y'all mess with me. Y'all got to come back next week. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. You say, Pastor, what you? These are the Greek words to define the words you operate in every day. Now I'm going to tell you the key to life. Everybody say, key to life. Key to life. Where's your daddy? Yeah. Where's your daddy? Watch this. Every good ministry, every good whatever, they got somebody that's a mentor to who they are. And if you learn how to be a good son, you'll be a good father. Now remember, son is not gender bender. It's not male or female. Amen. It's just the nature of maturity. If you learn how to follow somebody else's orders, you can one day give orders. You got too many. Oh, you can't tell me nothing, man. I know a little something now. Man, sit down. You only been on your job 3 weeks. You only got 2 years in your little program, and you think you the man now. We did that 15 years ago. But watch this. The benefit of the Father is you get to walk in the success of the Father's anointing. I can mess with you if I really want to mess with you right here and give you this to go home with. The grace of success is not what you do. It's what somebody did before you. And true success of what you do is who going to be able to do it after you? Or will it die because you left it? Oh, I know that was loaded. See, if you don't understand how to make a baby, you need to have a son. Whatever you're doing, who going to carry on your name? Or will your thing die because you was the only one doing it? You in mass control. You running everything. Nobody gets to handle the driver's key but you. All of a sudden, you fell out and hit your head on the back of that wall. And now your business goes under because nobody knew how to do it because you refused to let somebody else or develop or make somebody else mature that you can be to have a successor. Where your business, your ministry becomes generational and not one dimension. See, this church going to be generational. I'm going to speak into our children. I'm going to speak into the youth. I'm going to speak into the adults. That if any one of us fall out, somebody else, we love you. Pick them up, push them to the side. Sunante Labomino. And it's on again. You got too many ministries that can't nobody get behind because they die. It died when they died. The Bible says when King Uriah died, we saw the Lord. Why? Because he played Big Daddy King. And he wasn't a real father. He was just a daddy. A father will raise a son. A daddy just have babies. Stay with me. I know. I'm trying to raise sons. My vision is to raise sons. Not just to have babies. And you'd be surprised who really going to be a son. Shake my hand, Doc. I'm talking about, now watch this. Sons ain't the ones that came up in the Bible school. Sons is the one that came looking for the Bible. Because you got a lot of folks in school that ain't looking for the Bible. They looking for recognition, prominence. But the sons was the ones that had their head cracked. Sitting on the side of the road, broke down. And they asked, do anybody know the Bible? And somebody told him, grab my arm, son. Let me pick you up and we're going to walk together. Now you looking at that boy. He's sitting up there all polished up, groomed up. Nobody even ever thought he was a son because he didn't come from son material. Because the scripture says, Paul said, I was made an able minister. I wasn't born one. I was made one. All I needed to find somebody that's made one before and make me. You being made. You think I'm preaching? No, I'm making. I'm molding stuff. I'm cutting out stuff. I'm putting in stuff. I'm changing and rearranging mindsets. We coming out of generational curses. But it happens through the, because the Bible said, I'm on this Holy Ghost. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing, cutting as a, I got to cut out some of that stinking thinking. Because I've been up under that thinking for years. Ain't nobody gonna love me. Nobody like me because I'm too this, I'm too that. Our family, our ethnicity don't never. That's a lie from the devil. The moment you become a king's kid, you surpass all the bondages and limitations. Now you got the accessibility to walk in dominion and authority if you would submit yourself and allow somebody to train you. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Don't tell me that ain't right. I'm sitting here today because somebody trained me. I was lost and found. Yeah, yeah. I was the one you passed by. You probably saw me and didn't even want to pay me no attention. I was stinking and ugly. Come on, somebody. Had them two things hanging up. Yeah, yeah. You didn't even pay me no attention. You grabbed your baby. Come on, Johnny, let's go. Not knowing I was needing a daddy. I just didn't have a father. I just didn't have no man to pick me up. As the man that was at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. He said, I've been laying here 38 years and I had no man to pick me up. I had nobody that was a father. I had a whole lot of men and boys that walked by me every day. Couldn't think of nothing but themselves. But one day I ran across a man. His name was Bishop Nathaniel Holcomb. And he picked me up. Oh, you better get with me up in here. He picked me up. He looked past my penitentiary. He looked past the crack cocaine. He looked past the robbing and stealing. And he saw deep down in me there was a man in there that needed a father. Come on, Doc, talk to me up in here. That was a man needed a father, but he was more man than I was. Because he saw in me what I couldn't even see in myself. That's why you've been blessed to even be a stepdaddy by the Holy Ghost. Because somebody stepped out and somebody got to step in. Somebody got to continue the process of raising these sons up, raising these daughters to be virtuous. Amen. Don't be down on yourself. Count yourself privileged that you get to raise somebody. Who going to entrust you with somebody except God know the difference? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you better get with me up in here. I'm feeling this morning. It ain't about Moses and yeah. It's about us. It's time for the church to get out of that Bible syndrome and get into the kingdom's anointing. Start talking about what you run. What do you operate? What you in control of? Because you've been entrusted with the virtues of life. You even got your own kids. And you got to father them kids. Not beat them. The welfare program feed them. But they can't father them. You got to father them. Then some woman, out of her own pity and her own distress, her own bad times, saw you over there with your little suit on and you had your hair cut. You ain't had it cut in 3 weeks and you're smelling good. And she see a vision in you. It's a possibility that he could be a father. Let me go over there and allow him to have access to the kingdom and to the garden. Only get in the garden to find out that joke is a weed. Ain't got no reproduction, nothing up in him. I messed around and found another baby maker. Now I got 4 kids and no father. I'm looking for a father. I'm not looking for a man. I done had men. That's what that woman at that well had an issue. She had 6 of them. And the one that was laying home on the couch watching TV, he wasn't even the father. God said, you be still and let me get you a father. I got one I got over here I've been marinating and raising, but I've been waiting on a virtuous woman. Not virtuous because she ain't slept with nobody. She ain't. That's not the virtue. That's the natural. The virtue, this is a woman that loved Jesus, got the mind of God, working and submitted herself that she won't compromise the will of God. God said, now I got one for you, Doc. Since you've been faithful to me, let me give you one of my jewels out of my treasure chest. Yeah, you've been walking around there picking up them old acorns and nut heads off the street. Let me go in this treasure box and pull out a jewel that's been up under this marinating oil. Yeah, they still out here, Jews, loving Jesus, believing God. And the only way they even trust you is they get out the wheel. Y'all getting mighty quiet on me. That must mean it must be my time to go. Yeah. But I'm telling you, by the Holy Spirit, God is raising us up. And he's going to take us to places in our life. All you got to do is cooperate with the Spirit. Get used to hearing the Spirit. Get used to trusting the Spirit. Don't even trust yourself. Depend and wait to hear from God. I'm telling you, God will redeem the time. He'll pull you up out over. You'll find, don't you know, women, that there is the brother that's really sitting there waiting on somebody. You can't see him because he hid up under all them other folk prancing around. You know, standing in front of you, got biceps and everything jumping, and you like, oh, Lord. You know, it's been a while, Lord. But there's a brother just sitting over there with his mind stayed on him. He got on this big coat. You can't even see. He holding up under there. The boy right. But you can't see all that because he makes sure he drape it. That is not the first impression. It's not what attracts you. Same thing, sisters. Brothers, you know the sister that's over there. Yeah, but why she wear them clothes all that big? Y'all didn't know she was holding. She just ain't trying to put hers out there like, you know, sister walked through the door and chandelier shaped. She rolling. Because she want to make sure somebody see her. And she wonder, why am I always missing it? Look, you advertising every day. You go miss it. Because you're getting 20 shots at it. But it's the one that's been waiting. You don't even know they over there. I didn't even know the sister was single. I didn't even know the brother was single. Just handling his business. The Bible says he was just plowing. And the scripture said he had 12 oxes. 12 was, he was indicative of his house and his government was in order. 12 is indicative of order and leadership. He had 12 oxes over there just work. You didn't even know the man was single because he never asked you. He never been up on you. He ain't saying nothing, breathing all hard. What's wrong with you, Doc? He's trying to say something. But God's saying he's got a promise for you. But you got to wait on the Spirit. Because what he's going to bring, hear this, and I'm finna go. What he's going to connect you with is going to reconnect you back to your destiny. That's why you can't afford to miss. Because what he give you can rob you. If you go get your own, it can rob you of your destiny. And now you're stuck with it. Remember I told you in January the story about this is my mistake. There was a brother who missed around and went out there and got caught up. And look here, the woman he got now, just. And he had, when you know how you go meet people, how you doing? So what's your name?
Terrence.
And well, who is that with you? That's my mistake. You can't even call her by her name. Because you got out of the wheel. Who is that on the couch? My mistake. And now you can't get rid of them. And watch this. Here's a key. It's like Lot. I'm really. When Lot and Abraham separated, Lot was so worldly. When Abraham told Lot, don't even worry about it, Doc. You and your people just gone, man. Which I let you choose where you want to go. Lot looked straight to Sodom because the light was on. It was about 11:30. Lot said, they still up. Let's go down there. Lot goes straight to the world. But now after God goes and delivers Lot in the next chapter, you notice Abraham didn't tell that boy to come back to the house. When God get rid of your Lot, leave him alone. When God get rid of your Lot, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a business affair, whether it's in any situation, Lot is indicative of that which is unyoked with the will of God. When God get rid of your Lot, don't you go and reconnect back up with Lot. I don't care what story Lot got. You can't come up in this house. Because that's over. As soon as Lot left, your inheritance came. Prosperity came. Increase came. Y'all making me preach too good. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Father, we do bless you and we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We're so thankful and grateful for the grace that you show towards us and that you love us. And we ask that your favor would be upon us. Keep us and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger.